cold day in Atlanta, January 15th, 1929, a child was born. Son of a black minister, Martin Luther King Jr. was the third generation to take up the cloth. An educated man, King earned his PhD from Boston University before deciding to return to the South, where he was born. On December 1st, 1955, just 2 weeks after the birth of King's first child, Miss Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a Montgomery public bus for a white man. For this crime, she was arrested and put in jail. 4 days later, King was elected president of the newly formed Montgomery Improvement Association, launching his career as a race activist. Martin Luther King Jr. was committed to peace. In the face of hatred and violence, he remained committed to that peace. After his house, his very home, was bombed on January 30th, 1956, this is what he said: "I plead with you as we move ahead, remain committed to nonviolence. In fact, the very ideas of civilization and violence are identical. Hate for hate's sake only intensifies the existence of hate and evil in the universe." Even in the face of violence, he believed, and Martin Luther King Jr. said the following things: "I believe that even amid today's mortar burst and whining bullets, there is still hope for a brighter tomorrow. I have the audacity to believe that peoples everywhere can have 3 meals a day for their bodies, education and culture for their minds, and dignity, equality, and freedom for their spirits." I am somebody. I am a person. I am a man with dignity and honor. On April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed. Thank you. Martin Luther King Jr. was somebody. He was a person, a great man, a man with dignity and honor, a man with a dream. Of that dream, this is what he said. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream today. I have a dream that my four children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Let us be dissatisfied then, until all men and women, however black they may be, will be judged on the basis of the content of their character, not on the basis of the color of their skin. Let us be dissatisfied then, until slums are cast into the junk heaps of history and every family will live in a decent, sanitary home. Let us be dissatisfied then, until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.